What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Ray Moore, Steelers news today. Omar Khan getting a three-year extension. What would you say has defined the Omar Khan era? If you were to write the story about this extension, what would you say is a way of summing up his existence thus far as Steelers GM?
I think bold, aggressive in terms of making trades. You look at the Chase Claypool trade that leads to Joey Porter Jr. You look at DK Metcalf. And now you look at the Minka trade. And, you know, what's different about the Minka trade is they're moving on from a player who's in his prime. And that's something that they really didn't do a whole heck of a lot under Kevin Colbert. So certainly a different approach to doing things, almost an entirely new scouting staff in place. So, I think his ultimately, Pony, his tenure is going to be defined by what happens in the next 2 years, right? Can he get a franchise quarterback? I think that's ultimately how he's going to be defined. But, you know, I think he's off to a good start with, you know, what he's done so far.
Ray, when you look at Khan's work, how much of it is Omar Khan truly has the agency to remold this front office and this team as he sees fit versus Omar Khan is facilitating things that his boss or bosses, Mike Tomlin, Art Rooney, want done with the roster?
Well, I think they're all on the same page, and I think it was well overdue what they've done with the offensive and defensive lines. I mean, that needed to be rectified under Kevin Colbert late in his tenure, and, you know, for various reasons it didn't happen. You know, the COVID year and then the cap going down the 1 year kind of threw a whole monkey wrench into things. So, you know, if you look at it, like, Omar really took over at a challenging time. You were coming out of COVID. You know, the salary cap was starting to go up. I think, guys, correct me if I'm wrong on this, but I think a lot of people associate Omar Khan with 2022. He takes over in June of 2022, and sometimes they want to associate him with Kenny Pickett.
No.
Like, no, that was Kevin Colbert's last draft. That was Kevin Colbert's pick, and I think because Kevin left shortly after that, I think a lot of people don't understand that. So it's really hard to sit here and, like, put a letter grade or really judge Omar just because he had to live with that pick, and they've had a tough time getting out from under that pick here the last 3 years.
Ray, you said something about Minka. You said they traded him in his prime. Do you actually think they view him that way as a player who's still playing his best football?
In terms of his age, he's 28 going on 29. Obviously, Pony, he hasn't played his best in his last two seasons. I wish I knew, like, what, you know, and I'm sure I'll get to the training camp, but I wish I knew, like, if they thought his speed and his athleticism declined. And I'll be interested to see how he plays in Miami, because a guy who's 28 years old, he should not have those qualities diminishing at this point of his career. Now, it's happened before. You know, different guys decline at different times. I'm not saying it's impossible, but, you know, this is the time where really he should be playing his best football. He should be at the height of his athletic talent. So, It's going to be a really fascinating trade to look back on, I think, in October, November. See how he's playing, see how Jalen Ramsey is fitting in, how is Jonnu Smith fitting in. I mean, this is pretty close to a blockbuster trade, player for player wise, as you're going to get from the Steelers. So it's going to be fascinating to see how it turns out.
Ray, do you get the sense that there was any kind of fracture or fissure in the Tomlin-Fitzpatrick relationship that precipitated this, given how we always heard that they were in lockstep, that Fitzpatrick was an extension of him on the field and so on and so forth? Had you heard anything about that relationship deteriorating at all with the challenges that they faced last year?
No, and you're right. Minka was the first one in the building and always in the film room. Mike would always talk about how he would be in the film room at 7 in the morning and Minka would just walk in and sit down and watch whatever Mike was watching. It didn't even have to be defensive back cut-ups. It could be big picture defensive stuff that they were going to be working on that week. So, I haven't heard anything along those lines, but I think in any relationship, when things don't work out over an extended period of time, sometimes both parties just look at it and say, hey, maybe it's best if we just do move on right now. Let's see if Minka can get a fresh start in Miami, and let's see if this new way of doing things with the Steelers defense is going to work out, right? They prioritize Deshaun Elliott. They believe in Deshaun Elliott. They're still a big believer in Patrick Queen, even though that move last year probably didn't bring the returns that they thought it would. But they're going about things in a different manner. As I mentioned, there's new scouts in the building, and Mike is fitting those guys into his system. So it's a new era. I mean, the talk of Cam, TJ, and Minka, that's over now, and we'll see what happens with TJ here. But you still got two of the big three in place, but some new guys are stepping onto the scene as well.
Last hour, Kabali was on. He ripped 4th of July hamburgers and said he'd rather eat a cookie than strawberry pretzel salad. So he was really full of piss and vinegar, Mark. He also said he thinks it's more likely the Steelers, if they're going to make an additional signing before camp, he thinks better odds on safety than wide receiver. Do you agree with him on that, at least?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Guys, I wish I had a better handle on the type of player that Juan Thornhill was. He wasn't really present a lot.
Bad
in the
one
spring.
Last year? I mean, it was very bad.
Yeah, I know. I mean, over the course, he has started a lot of games, though. And, when you change teams, I get it. He had a bad year. But the bottom line is, guys, I don't know if he is a starting caliber free safety at this point in his career. And I think that's why there's a lot of talk about Jalen Ramsey eventually fitting into that role. So that's a big transition. You go from playing one position your entire life to playing another. There's going to be some bumps in that road. So if that is indeed what's going to happen, this training camp and early in the season is going to be very important if that is the case. So, I'd probably tend to agree with Mark. I think even if they do view Thornhill as a guy that can start, you probably want to get somebody behind him who could push him or, you know, be a pretty good backup, because obviously they just traded away their top player at that position.
Ray, how do you feel about his hamburger and strawberry pretzel salad takes?
Hey, listen, a strawberry pretzel salad is my favorite summer dessert.
Oh.
And I'll tell you what, we now have it. We have it like on Super Bowl Sunday when we have a Super Bowl party. That's how much it's enjoyed in this house. I have no idea where Mark's coming
from. Are you aware that the thought is, if you ask like the internet the origins of strawberry pretzel salad, it comes down to Brentwood, Pennsylvania?
Really?
Yes. Apparently very much a potential Pittsburgh thing that we have given out there to the world.
I'm very much a fresh strawberry rather than a frozen strawberry pretzel jello salad person.
It really makes that big of a difference? Your taste buds are that discernible and
absolutely able to? Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. Pony. Ray, you got to understand, you're saying this to one person, me, who has come late to the party on strawberry pretzel salad, but I dig it now. Pony, if he was handed a plate of it, would treat that thing like a Frisbee.
It's jello and crushed up pretzels. That sounds disgusting to me.
It's sweet and salty. How can you turn down sweet and salty?
Plus, there's also whipped cream in there.
I don't know. Ask Malzy how he turns down pizza. He won't eat it with melted cheese on it,
Ray. That's a childhood aversion to melted cheese from eating it too much.
And tomorrow, you can't just do the red jello. Tomorrow, you got to be festive and do a combination of red and blue, right, Malzy?
Correct. I mean, if somebody gives me just red and white strawberry pretzel salad, I'm not going to say, how dare you lack the festive nature of
today's... What was the whole graham cracker thing that you were spouting off about earlier?
So, Ray, I've also had it made where people mix in a little bit of crushed graham cracker to add to the sweetness of the crust with the pretzel. You ever heard of that?
Well, that's like a box cake that I grew up with. I mean, those are tremendous, but I've never had that.
I've had a strawberry pretzel salad or two where there's just a little bit of graham cracker mixed into that crust mixture, and it takes it to another level even.
I'm showing my age here, but when I was growing up, that was called an icebox cake. So
I actually have heard of those. So
thank you, Ray.
All right, guys. See ya.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.